This is an IELTS Energy podcast, episode 64, 16 synonyms to get you that 7. And no, they don't all start with S.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we are here to show you how to get the 7 that you need on your next IELTS exam. Subscribe to our show and join Jessica Beck, the Examiner of Excellence, and Lindsay McMahon, the English Adventurer, coming to you from Portland, Oregon, and Boston, Massachusetts, USA. In today's episode, we will give you 16 awesome synonyms that you can use on the IELTS exam, and we'll show you how to come up with your own synonyms to get a 7 or higher on the IELTS. You need a 7 or higher on the IELTS, but you don't have any time to waste taking the wrong steps and doing the wrong things. So what should you do? You should get our IELTS cheat sheet. We'll give you the 7 easy steps to follow to get a 7 or higher. You get it for free now if you go to allearsenglish.com/7. That's allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Hey, 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 Jessica, what's happening?
Hey, hey, hey. What's up? What's shaking? What's up, Buttercup?
not much. You know, the usual. Just excited to be here, as always, talking about IELTS.
Yeah, we get to talk about some a pretty cool topic today, synonyms, because I'm pretty sure you also love vocabulary. I love words.
I really like
just in general.
Yeah, I really like words. And I've realized how much I like words doing this podcast with you, because we throw out lots of fun words all the time. And it's really fun. And we want to get our listeners engaged with this, because we know that having a great vocabulary is the way to get a 7, isn't it, Jessica?
Exactly. If you want to get a 7 in speaking and writing, you must have interesting vocabulary that is a mixture between high level and like idioms, you know, which idioms are not considered formal vocabulary usually, but IELTS is different. Okay. So if you want to hit that 7, even on a formal academic essay for IELTS, putting in one or two idioms is gonna get you there. So, I think
I like that.
I think our students are worried sometimes because they know the general topics, you know, like travel, food, environment, you know, these things that come up all the time, but they only know one word to describe it. And then they repeat that over and over again in speaking and writing. So, today we're going to talk about synonyms.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to expand your vocabulary, guys, with 3 different words and a bunch of synonyms that you can use to get more interesting ways of saying those words. And then we're going to talk a little bit about some tools about how you can go and find your own synonyms. Right, Jessica?
Yeah, cool. Hey, we should let kind of split it up into like formal and informal.
Okay. You
know, so they know what sort of register it is.
I like that.
Okay. So a verb that you're going to say a lot, use a lot in writing as well, like task 1 talks about, you know, buying things sometimes, the prices of stuff in countries. So comes up a lot on the test. Okay. The word buy. What are some synonyms?
Yeah. So let's start with casual, shall we, Jessica? Let's start with casual. Well, what's a way to say, well, I would say to grab something, right? Now, this is super casual, right? I'm going to go to the store and grab, you know, a bar of soap, whatever it is, because I'm going to, you know, take a shower. Okay. Grab something, to buy something. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, it is. It's kind of like, I think it's more like buy quickly.
Yeah.
It has that idea for me. Like, oh, don't worry. On the way to your house, I'll grab some donuts.
That's right. Like not thinking through it very much, not like planning or comparing prices. We're just going to stop and grab something quickly. Good. Yeah.
Yeah. Also like to get a good deal would be more of a phrasal verb. Get a good deal, get a good bargain. That's more informal, but but still interesting. You know, still, you could definitely use it for speaking and writing.
Nice. I thought of another one, Jessica, that would be good for the casual aspect of buy. We could say pick up, right? I'm going to stop at the store and pick up some hamburger meat because we're going to make hamburgers. We're going to have a cookout. Yeah, pick up.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, man, phrasal verbs are so tough. Pick up, pick out, pick in. There are so many, you know, so just learning a few to be able to use appropriately. Very, very important, guys. Native speakers use these all the time. So, yeah, pick something up. Buy. Yeah. That's great. I really like that one.
And we have done an episode in the past on how to use phrasal verbs on the speaking test. So if you guys want to find that episode, come back to our website. It's IELTS.allearsenglish.com and type in phrasal verbs into the search bar. You'll find that episode.
Perfect. Cool. Yeah, man, we've done a lot of episodes.
Oh, yeah. Not stopping anytime soon.
That's so awesome.
I know.
Oh, wow. Okay. Cool. So more, let's see, more formal, high level, sort of more academic words for buy. You could say purchase or acquire. Those two are, I think I like acquire. That's really good.
That's nice.
I also thought of consume, but that's more, I don't know. It's a bit of a different meaning, I think.
Yeah. I think that's better to use when we're talking about trends, right? So consumption, right? Americans consume more XYZ, right? More fast food we buy more fast food, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. So this would be perfect for writing task one when you're talking about numbers. You know, the population of France consumes, a higher proportion of whatever than Germany. I don't know, but yeah. So consumption, that's more for like overall numbers for a large group.
Yeah, cool. But that's a useful one too. Yeah. Okay. What's next?
Okay. So this is, I thought we could talk about the idea of global warming. There's been a lot of questions lately. Like I've seen quite a few writing task two questions about the environment and global warming. So I don't know. I think a lot of students would see that and not be able or not expect there to be synonyms, you know? How else can you say global warming?
I know, that's a really good question. I've never thought about this, about expanding my vocabulary for the word global warming, but I suppose you could say, you know, environmental issues would be one thing.
Yeah. So guys, when you're thinking about paraphrasing or using synonyms, think about going more general and also more specific. Mm. So for global warming, a paraphrase could be environmental issues. That's a more general term, still good vocabulary. You could also make it more specific and talk about harmful pollution, right? Which is a part of global warming. So also think about how big or small you want to make these meanings. I think like the greenhouse effect, isn't that a parallel synonym for global warming?
I think that's the same thing. I think so. I'm not really up to speed on my global warming issues lately, but I think it could be. Yes.
Yes. I feel like it's an exact synonym, and I apologize to anyone listening who says it's not, but I think it's the same thing. I'll give you one more like awesome academic band score 9 type phrase.
Go for it.
All right, guys. Pencils, pens ready. ecological degradation.
Whoa, that's a $1 million word.
Yeah.
That's a niner.
It's a niner. Oh, didn't we? We had an episode about, we talked about niners recently.
We did. We will keep talking about them. We're going to drop all these awesome vocabulary words along the way. Yeah.
I love it. So degradation is a really good word, guys, for like destruction, to destroy, to be ruined, to make worse, right? Degrade is the verb. Yeah. Degradation is the noun. So ecological, really good synonym for environmental. So those are awesome words to know. Yeah. Definitely you could use them on the test. Yeah.
If you are wasting time and money doing the wrong things to prepare for the IELTS exam, you need to stop now and get on the right track. You can get the 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher prepared by Jessica Beck, our IELTS professional. Go right now to allearsenglish.com/SEVEN and download your IELTS cheat sheet for free. Totally. I want to jump in here and just go back and highlight something that you said that I think is really another gem of wisdom as a go-to strategy when it comes to coming up with synonyms. You said the idea of going more specific and then going more general. So that could be a nice little process that our listeners could use when it comes to coming up with synonyms. And we'll talk about this later, right?
Ooh, yeah.
But this idea, go on both sides and it's okay. You know, open your mind when it comes to coming up with synonyms.
Yeah. You know, we talked a little while ago about word trees and ways to organize vocabulary and think of new words. So this could be another way to sort of brainstorm and collect new words for yourselves is to, like write the word or phrase that you want to think of synonyms for and then have two sort of boxes next to it for specific and general and just, you know, try and brainstorm or organize your ideas that way. Yeah.
I think that's a great idea. Thanks for saying that. That's fantastic. What's the next word, Jessica?
Okay, so travel, right? Ooh. Something that comes up on every part of the test. Speaking, writing, reading, listening. So this is vocab you definitely have to explore. Oh, and explore. That is one of the synonyms.
Oh, beautiful. It's a good topic. Travel. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course. So I like using words like explore and take an adventure. Instead of saying travel, it's kind of a more exciting idea, you know?
Yeah,
like
totally.
To see new things.
Yeah. And also, I like the expression to go on an excursion, right?
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
I think I feel like excursion is used for like shorter trips, like
totally
to the coast for a couple days or even for the day.
Yeah, I think I see that a lot with organized tours, right? They have like little day-long excursions. You can go to the city or to the country on different excursions. So, but again, we have the umbrella term travel, and then we have different kind of specific or general terms. Yeah.
Oh, and what about wander? How would you define wander? I love that word.
Good one. Yeah. So wander seems more free to me. So it's kind of like you're just sort of, you know, you're exploring, but you don't have a goal specifically. You're just seeing things.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not, you don't have like a specific definition. No, a specific destination.
Destination.
Like wander or mosey, I think.
Oh, mosey.
Just this idea of like walking slowly with no destination, you know, and no time frame. Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. And how do you like to travel, Jessica? When you travel, do you like to wander or do you like to really have a, you know, a destination or a specific goal?
Oh, well, I like a combination of both, actually, because I like before I go, I love researching the place because that's one of the funnest things about traveling, you know, like doing all the research and like planning your itinerary and stuff and finding the hidden museums and the out of the way restaurants, you know, and maybe like have that as a, like a destination. But then, I always end up getting lost because my sense of direction is really bad.
Oh, really?
Like so bad. So no matter what I think I'm going to do, I always end up wandering. Because I'm lost. Okay.
That's great. That's great. Oh, well, it's good to be able to have these different words to talk about our preferences when it comes to travel, right? So I could imagine this coming up on the speaking test, the writing test, all sorts of different parts of the exam.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. This is vocab you guys will definitely need. And you know, a great place to get this sort of vocabulary and be entertained. Look for, cause I know my library has this, but online, I'm sure it's available. It's a PBS, series Globetrekker. It's also on lots of travel channels around the world. Have you heard of Globetrekker?
No, but that sounds really cool. That sounds so cool.
Old sort of travel show. It could be on the Travel Channel or National Geographic, Nat Geo, whatever you have in your area, or look online. So Globetrekker. Those are really cool travel shows.
Awesome. So Jessica, we've thrown out some really good synonyms for our listeners today, but how can they come up with their own synonyms when it comes to getting ready for the IELTS exam? Like, where can we go online to find these synonyms?
Yeah, great. So one stop thesaurus.com. That's THESAURUS. I know it's a difficult word to spell. Yes. Thesaurus.com. So thesaurus is a collection of synonyms. That's all it is. And if you go onto thesaurus.com, you type in a word and then it shows you, it has three different colors. Like the words that are highlighted in dark orange are going to be more direct synonyms. The words that are a lighter color orange will be like sometimes more interesting or more informal, maybe some slang or idioms, less common words. And then I think the words that are lightest in color are going to be even less common, sort of far reaching synonyms. So they're organized well, and you could see like between 5 and 20 synonyms for any word you type in.
Oh, that's really cool. Wow, what a hot resource. I love it.
Yeah, it's super awesome. And of course, it's linked to dictionary.com. So if you see a synonym and you're not sure if you should use it or not, you could just click on the dictionary tab and look it up. I mean, everything you need is there.
Awesome. Awesome. So this really should, because we know that for our listeners, coming up with these synonyms is a big challenge. So this should really get you guys started to start to generate lists in your mind of synonyms for different vocabulary words.
Yeah, yeah, this would be great. And then, of course, when you find words that you like, don't try and memorize too many, but maybe choose 2 synonyms that you really like and put those in your vocabulary notebook. Don't make a list of everything. You're not going to learn everything.
Right. Yeah. Impossible. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And again, if you want more information about how to use your vocabulary notebook, we've already done a couple of episodes on that, haven't we, Jessica? I think we have. Is that right?
Yeah, just recently. Yeah. Just recently. Yeah. So look it up recently on our site, guys. Yeah.
Yeah. Go back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com and type in vocabulary notebook in the search box, and that'll come right up. Whew, very cool. Good.
So much good information today. I hope our listeners are taking notes.
I hope so too. I would be if I were listening as an IELTS test taker, that's for sure. Well, this has been fun, Jessica. Thanks for these ideas, and we'll see you next time.
All right, have a wonderful, fantastic, fantabulous day.
All right, you too. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.